Unless
I'd like to announce the first Aki, and then you can start roll call. Thank you, Otis. Okay, this is the Thursday, March 30th, 2017 meeting of the Pacifica National Board, open session starting at 5:44 Pacific Time, 8:44 Eastern Time. Mr. Secretary, please take roll from the beginning.
Okay, so 5:44. So we'll start with Grace Aron again.
Here.
Okay, and then Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Okay, and David Beaton.
Here, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. David Beaton is
okay.
Here. Jim Brown.
Here.
Jim Brown is here. Adriana Kuznave.
I'm here, sir. We're not the director. Give me the right number.
Yes. Okay, Adriana. Okay, Bill Crozier.
Here.
Crozier is here. Catherine Davis.
Here.
Okay, Catherine Davis is here. Benito Diaz.
Here.
Okay, Benito is present. Wanda Gana.
Here.
Okay.
Here.
Thank you. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman is here. Sabrina Jacobs? Okay. Sabrina is not here. Ken Loffer?
Here.
Ken Loffer is here. Robert Mark?
Present.
Robert Mark is present. Serene Roberts? Serene?
Present.
Present. Serene. Mansour Sabah?
Present.
Okay, Mansour is here. Nancy Soden? Nancy?
I'm here.
Okay, Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg? Alex Steinberg? Okay, I'll get back to you. Aki Tanaka is here. Hello, is Alex here? Okay, let me hear. All right, Tamba Chiwanga? Okay, you're here. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Andrea Turner is here. Mascara Washington?
Here.
Mascara is here. Okay, I'm going to go back and see. Alex Steinberg? Okay, I don't see Alex here. All right. Serena. Let's see. So we have 19 people present at the moment.
Oh, Jan Goodman, I just got on.
Yeah, I thought I got contact. Okay. Adriana, Jan Goodman is here. Okay. All right. So missing is Sabrina Jacobs and Alex Steinberg at the moment.
I'm here. This is Alex.
Oh, Alex is here? Okay. Thank you. Sabrina is the only one. Let's see. All right. Roll call.
Okay. And I'm going to get my timekeepers again. Let me just get some timekeepers, and I'll take your point of order, Ms. Cashinave. I can hear you. Just a moment. Let me get a timekeeper, and we'll take your point of order. Mansour, you're going to do timekeeping for the items, and Aki said he was going to do timekeeping for the speakers.
Okay, sounds good.
And I'll remind you, you can just to let me know ahead of time, and Aki has a special thing on the to let the timekeepers know. It'll be a special warning so people won't feel interrupted when their time is almost up this time. And I just
shall I give you 30 seconds?
Shall I give you 30
right.
seconds notification?
Yeah, that's good. Or
okay,
a minute,
good.
Since it's an item.
Or a minute, okay.
Right, and I see, Aki, that Sabrina's coming on the line soon. Okay, and are there any excused absences? Okay, hearing none. Ms. Cassinave, you said that you had a point of order.
I have to say, I will start with the first one. First of all, I want to say for the stream what I say to all of you before, that I received the wrong phone number from the secretary, and thank God the director gave me the right number, and I could be in the call for that reason, but I send the email to the whole PNB to prove what I'm saying. But my point of order is I ask the chair to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law by using a telephonic system of communication that prevents to comply with the Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 3, telephonic meeting. That is why I'm asking the chair to stop immediately this illegal telephonic system of communication that violates the rights of directors to communicate concurrently with all other directors, propose or to interpose an objection to any action to be taken by the foundation. Just in case, I'm sending that in an email because obviously my point of orders are not reflecting the meaning the way that I did it.
Thank you, Ms. Cassinave. Your point of order is not well taken. This phone system does not prevent that. In fact, it ensures that all people can be heard, and it prevents people from speaking over each other. And in regards to your earlier point, we waited until we got you on the call before we started the meeting.
I challenge your ruling, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We can certainly go to a vote on that. Okay, who seconds that for the secretary?
Robert. Robert.
Okay. And we'll take two speakers for and two against. Ms. Cassinave and Ms. Roberts, did you want to speak for this? I mean, against the ruling?
I certainly will. I can't. Obviously, I don't. It's very clear that I can read the whole article that said that each director participation in a meeting can communicate concurrently with all other directors. Each director is provided means of participating in all matters for the board, including the capacity to propose or to interpose an objection to a specific action to be taken by the foundation. This is Article 6, Section 3, telephonic meeting. It's the only reason why we can have meetings by telephone instead of in person. That is the only reason. And it's being violated, was proven in the last meeting, when you have the ability to mute people or lowering the volume to the point that somebody can hear. That's the main reason.
Thank you, Ms. Cassinave. Now it looks like Robert Mark has his hand up to speak the opposing view. Mr. Mark, you have the floor.
Yes. This system allows as much communication as the previous system allowed. No system could the bylaws allow to drown out every member by talking at once. There is a key number system that I just used to get on the stack that allows any individual to get on the stack, raise a request for information, raise a point of parliamentary procedure, raise a point of order, and to object to the ruling of the chair on any matter. So that's communication, and it's available to everybody by using their keypad. The letter you got with your telephone number and code to get on this call lists the order of the numbers to use that communication system. And as long as the secretary keeps us advised this is on the stack, now I might point out under Roberts, there can be no more than one point of order on the floor at a time. So points of order should be cleared out. And as soon as the point of order and the challenge thereto is resolved, hit the button again, and then your point of order should be recognized.
Request for information, Nancy Thornton.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, I see Ms. Jacobs is on the call now. Ms. Thornton, what is your question?
Yes, I wanted to ask about the point that Robert Lux just made about pushing the numbered buttons. Can all the PNBs see the responses, those responses that someone pushed a button to get on the staff, that someone pushed a button to raise a point of order, that someone pushed a button to raise a point of information, et cetera? Can all the PNB members see that? Or just you?
The officers can see that in answer to your question. But if you wanted to speak against
that. No, I just had a question. I think someone else was speaking in favor.
I can answer part of that.
Go ahead, Aki.
Okay. So basically,
attending. I can't hear.
I have the entire people who's present with their hand indicator, and every 15 minutes or so, I'm going to mute everybody and tell the chair exactly who's on the stack, who has which point of order or point of information. So I'll be regularly communicating that. So if you press your hand, and I'll definitely be acknowledging that, okay?
Are you asking me if that's okay?
I'm saying that every time you pass, I'm saying that I'll acknowledge you, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Secretary and Ms. Sorden. Was there one more person who wanted to speak against the ruling of the chair?
My understanding is that you're supposed to alternate.
And we did. We went for Mr. Mark. Ms. Sorden simply had a point of information.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry.
Wish to speak, Ms.
Mark,
Roberts.
I apologize. Okay. So I will find out that the bylaws are clear that a member is supposed to be able to communicate concurrently with all other members, all other directors. It does not say by pushing a button that a chair can choose to ignore or recognize, or a vice chair or secretary, because I understood one of you to say that all officers have access. I don't know that Matt Maestro limits the number of people who can see that, but it is still a problem. It is a problem because it requires a certain amount of trust and mutual respect, which is not evident on this board, that, in fact, when someone presses a button and what they are expected to say may not please the person who's in control of whose button gets recognized, there's no trust that folks who can see their, quote, hand up electronically are going to recognize them. And the bylaws do not say that, especially when it comes to a point of order, which a member is allowed to make and is allowed to insist upon, it doesn't say that that gets filtered through somebody else's sensibility. It is a clear breach. Even if we had not experienced two calls using the system in the last one, where people were, I know, certainly I was muted. I was, interestingly enough, there was a charge brought against me, and I couldn't even speak to it because I was...
I think the time is running out.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. Mr. Steinberg,
I
believe, is next.
Can I ask if that's the same clock that we used to...
Pardon, Mr. Steinberg, has a hand up?
Yes,
I'd like your thought. Just a moment. I just wanted to hear the last word that Ms. Roberts had there. Ms. Pertinent. I guess she was done. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mr. Steinberg, go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair. I think this phone conferencing system is far superior to what we have used before, and its main advantage is it gives the officers far more control over the flow of the discussion, which is a very important factor considering that we've had several instances of disruptions of our meetings to the point where on three different occasions, we didn't even get past trying to approve an agenda. Now, some people think that the business of this board is to sit around going through 100 different points of order instead of actually dealing with the business of the Pacifica Foundation. That's their business, but I don't think we were elected to do that. So I'm all in favor of more control over the flow of discussion, and I think it's been reasonable and fair. I don't think anybody could complain who's approaching the deliberations of this board in good faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Steinberg.
Mind of personal privilege.
Corporal voting. It's now time to go to vote on this matter. Ms. Roberts?
This is Ms. Roberts.
What's your point of personal privilege?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Ms. Roberts, what is your point of personal privilege?
Okay. So
and I'll remind everyone again that we do have the button surprise.
The member who just spoke ended his statement with something about, you know, people of good faith or whatever, which the only people who would object to the system being used are people who are not operating. And he may not have used the word faith. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was certainly disparaging. And I would ask you to caution him not to do that. It is improper for him to impugn other members of the board.
I didn't feel that's what he was doing. His point's well taken. At any rate, thank you, Ms. Roberts. And Mr. Secretary, it is now time for the vote, please.
Okay, this is the vote on the challenge to the chair by Adriana on the use of the system. So, Grace, did you say yes,
yes,
supporting the chair?
Yes.
And no, it's,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Grace is, Alan is yes. David Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Adriana Kasnave?
No.
Adriana Kasnave is no. Bill Corger?
Yes.
Corger is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito Diaz is no. Juan de Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Serena Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Lawford, yes. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark votes yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
Oh, no.
Roberts is no. Mansour Sabat?
Yes.
Sabat is yes. Nancy Soden?
Nope.
Golden is no. Eric Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba Shibanda? Temba? Okay, come back here. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Andrea is yes. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Okay, Jonathan Alexander?
Chair votes yes.
Okay. Alexander is yes. So I'm going to get back to Temba? Temba Chibanga?
Oh, no.
Okay. No. Okay. So 14 yes, 7 no, and 1 not present.
Mr. Chair, I have a second point of order.
I'm sorry. A quick point of information, Robert.
There was a point of order and a point of information. Ms. Kasanev, are you calling in on more than one line?
Me? No, sir. Why?
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're not having any... Well, okay, because I see the one where your sound comes from now. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to ask you just to speak up so I can hear you. Can you just say something, please, Adriana?
No, I see two lines for Adriana, so that's the reason why.
Right. Can you speak now, Adriana? Okay. That's all. Thank you very much. Okay, you had a point of order. We're moving on to item number two. What's your point of order, Adriana?
Yes. Do you want me to...
Adriana, 1 second. Can I ask a question?
She spoke
It's about the vote, that the vote announcement.
What is your question, Ms. Roberts?
Well, I thought Aki said that one person was not present, and during attendance, I thought it was only Steinberg and Sabrina who didn't answer. So who's that person?
Very good question. The person who was not present is a person I did not call, same person.
No, who is that, that person?
So I speak in correction then, that I'll just leave it at 14 yes, 7 no, and that's it.
Jonathan?
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary. I'm still having a minor problem. I apologize, Ms. Roberts. Ms. Kasanev, could you speak again for me, please? Yeah, there seems to be a problem. If you're not there now, I'm going to need you to... Aki, send her an email and tell her to call back. For whatever reason, I'll remind everyone, your number, phone number, and your code is specific for you, and only you may use it.
Hello?
That's you, Aki.
Okay,
Ms. Kasanev? Well, I don't want to hurt her so that she's been removed from the call. I apologize, Ms. Roberts. Just hold on for a moment. Aki, you send Adriana an email and tell her to come back onto the call. Ms. Roberts, you had a question regarding the vote that the secretary was going to clear up.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can't hear you. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
Adriana is back. Okay.
But there still is a problem with Adriana's line. Ms. Kasanev, you appear to be on the call twice. I was wondering if you could help us resolve that.
Yeah, she's on twice again.
The result is angry enough for me?
That's fine. We'll resolve it here. Let's move the agenda along. Ms. Roberts has had a question in regards to the vote, and the secretary was answering.
I made the question. 14 yes and 7 no. That's it.
Jonathan?
Do you need him to read the tally for you again, Ms. Roberts?
No. I'm saying when he called attendance, he said there were 18 of us on the call. It's a 22-person board. There were 18 of us on the call and two people who were not present on the first calling of the roll. So that meant two people were unaccounted for aside from those two names. Why aren't we calling the full roll? I don't know what's going on. And now he gives a vote where only 21 people are accounted for. I asked who's the 22nd person, and he decides not to mention them? I don't know what's going on. Is the membership secret now?
Mr. Secretary?
Well, there are people who came on the call a little bit later. Alex Steinberg basically interjected during the ball call, so he was added. And then you mentioned that Sabrina Jacobs joined the call. So she joined the call after the roll.
Okay, that's 20. Who are the two other people?
Let's see. Well, Adriana is two of them.
Okay, PZ, that's not on the call.
I'm two? What do you mean that I'm two?
Because you show up as twice on the list, as if your code has been dialed twice. We can go back to that.
But
we do need to move this meeting along because we have quite a bit of business to conduct this evening.
I'm sorry, sir. The problem is that the secretary gave me the wrong number. Obviously, I called the wrong number. My call. That's why I need to call one. The director give me the right one. I need to call again to the right number. How many times I need to explain that?
In that case, I will simply remove the extra call.
And Jonathan?
Let's see how that works out. There we go. Okay, that's been resolved. The roll call's been done. We need to move on with the agenda. What's on the floor right now is that Adriana had a point of order that still needs to be addressed.
Okay,
and that's
I'd like
where we
to
are now. And then we're going to move on.
Afterwards. Thanks.
Is your point of information pertaining to the agenda approval? Because that's where we are on the agenda right after
I'm still unclear of why, as you said, we were 18 people on the call, and then Steinberg and Sabrina joined, which would make us 20. Campisi resigned. Who's the other person?
Jan Goodman came on the call later also.
Actually, you know,
I count 21 people on the call.
And it didn't
but she's
like
here, and she's so. Being accounted for, and you don't have to police our roll call, Ms. Roberts. I'm counting right now. We have 21 people on the phone. All 21 members are here, with the exception of Mr. Campisi, who, to my knowledge, has not resigned. Just to be clear, he has not informed me of his resignation, and that is not the topic for discussion at the moment. But to be clear and to answer your question, there are 21 people on this call. That's the PNB minus Bill Campisi. Now, I see people on the stack. Mr. Secretary, you see people on the stack. And this question has been asked and answered. Right now, I'm looking at Ms. Garner.
Mr. Chair, can you say my point of order, or how is this?
You're correct. I was on your point of order. That's correct before. And that's why we have to keep things moving and keep them simple. So, Ms. Cassineff, what is your point of order?
I ask the chair to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law because this PNB meeting does not comply with the requirements of Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 4, notice. That said, a special meeting...
Ms. Cassineff, we have already taken this point of order, and the body has voted on this point of order.
No, that's not what...
This has been resolved. This point of order is dilatory.
No, sir. Can you finish listening to me? Maybe you would realize that it's a different what I'm saying. It's Section 4. I'm not talking about Section 3.
You just said Section 6. What section are you talking about?
No, sir. It's Section 4. Notice. Said the purpose of this special PNB meeting was not.
Chair, we need to go on with the... we went over the limit on the section. We need to go to agenda approval, please.
Exactly. That's where we are.
That is why...
Continuing breaches of the bylaw can only be brought up once per meeting.
It's a different item, Jonathan. It's a different...
You've not been recognized, Ms. Roberts, and this is not a separate item. This has been asked and answered. This is dilatory. We can go to a vote on this and waste more time. But again, we'll have to be here until 3 o'clock in the morning on Eastern time zone. That's fine. Go ahead, Ms. Cassineff.
May I finish without interruption?
Yeah.
Or you think that my point of order needs to be interrupted?
Fine. State your point of order, and we're going to move directly to the vote.
I'm trying, sir. I'm trying. I'm talking about Article 6, Section 4, not this. That say that specifically that the purpose of this special meeting was not stated on the original notice, and according to the bylaws, no additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted at a special meeting. That is why I'm asking you, the chair, to stop immediately this illegally called PMB meeting that had no purposes when was noticed.
Well, Ms. Cassidy, you're out of order, and we are not going to stop this meeting because we have quite a bit of business to discuss. We could take this to an immediate vote, but I believe you know how that's going to go. And, I mean, unless you want to waste our time, perhaps you just want to go to a vote. I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and go to one last vote on this, and then we're going to move on to agenda approval, if that makes
sense. Point of inquiry.
Chair? I'd like to remember the ruling of the bylaws is that if you are here present and don't have a prior complaint, then whatever is on the agenda is, you know, covered. So there's no objection to that.
Okay. I think what we'll do here to resolve any and all bylaw objections is we're going to go to one more vote. And we're going to do it now. There won't be two for and two against because this is very similar to all of the objections that are brought forth at this meeting and other meetings. And we have a lot of business to discuss.
The idea,
how we're
the
going
idea
to do
you want to
do it. I just stated
the
how we're going to do it.
Okay, let's go to a vote. And then
and
after
so,
that, we'll go to the agenda approval. All right. So let's go
so
to...
So if you believe that this meeting should stop because this is an illegal meeting and a breaking of the bylaws, then you will vote. No.
You're supporting the chair.
To uphold my ruling, you're going to vote yes, and of course the meeting will continue. If you wish to end this meeting right now and you agree with Adriana's point of order, then you would vote no against my ruling.
Okay. All right. So, Grace Allen?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Okay. David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Jim Brown is no.
No.
Bill Kempe? No, Bill is not here. Adriana? Adriana?
I am muted again.
Well, how would you vote? Well, we just
said no.
We, okay,
oh.
No is good. All right.
Nay.
Good. Bill Closure?
Yes.
Okay, Bill Closure, yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
All right. And then Benito Diaz? You said no?
I said no. And, can you hear me?
Yes, Benito, I can hear you. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Well, okay, Wanda is yes. And Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman? Jan?
I'm sorry, I muted myself.
That's okay.
So I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair on any and all bylaw objections. I vote yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Jacobs is yes. Ken Balfour?
Yes.
Balfour is yes. Robert Mark? You're passing? Okay. Suing Roberts?
Oh, no. No, I can't support that.
Okay. No. Mansour Savar?
Yes.
Mansour is yes. And Nancy Sorgan?
No.
Nancy is no. Eric Steinberg?
Yes.
Sandberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba, Shivanda?
No.
Temba is no. Andrea Chana?
No, I've had to call in twice. I keep getting cut off, so something is not right. So I'm voting no. There's some thing of it.
Okay, Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Why?
Okay, Mosquito is no. And Jonathan? Jonathan?
That chair votes yes.
Okay.
This is Grace, point of order. I believe that Robert Mark passed.
Yes, Robert Mark. How'd you vote, Robert?
Present.
Okay. All right.
Point of information.
12 yes, 12 yes, 8 no.
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary, repeat the tally, please.
It's 12 yes, 8 no, and 1 present.
That's 21. Okay, we are now on item number 3, approval of the agenda. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as read?
Nancy Sorden, request for information.
What is your question, Ms. Sorden?
How many people are on the call right now?
21.
Well, I count 21 names. I count 21 names, Ms. Sorden. However, according to my screen, Adriana Kasanev has two lines going once again. Every time I remove one, it's called back. And I'll remind you that you can't share your codes with anyone, and computers do make it pretty plain as to what's going on.
Well, she was given two different numbers.
That doesn't affect what I'm seeing on my screen. It's pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward here, and I'm pretty well adept at computers. At any rate, we have 21 people on this call, unless, again, we will do that right there. Let me just remove the extra Kasanev off the line.
Point of information, this is Catherine.
And an answer, yes, Catherine, what is your question?
I was wondering if perhaps two different people are using the same number by mistake, because we just had a member say that she was cut off twice, so maybe she's calling not with
and
her
that was Andrea
number.
Turner. And that
right,
is Andrea,
so maybe, yeah.
Andrea Turner?
Yeah.
Exactly. Andrea Turner, are you on the line right now?
Yes, I am. But
it wasn't Ms. Turner.
Right number? Do I have the right number or what?
Let me scan you 1 second.
Could you send me my number or so? I'd appreciate it, because I was cut off.
But you're on now. Just hang on. I'm looking for your name on the list.
I just want to make sure I have the right number.
Your light up. Ms. Kasanev. See, that's what's going on. Ms. Kasanev, I believe I can answer your question if the board will just listen.
I'm sorry, sir. This number, the one that you see that I'm talking to, is the only line that I'm calling. I don't know who else you gave my code or somebody else gave my code, because it's the only line that I'm calling from. And every time that you hang up on one, you hang up on me. Try to hang up in the other one, unless that is one of your friends, sir.
Well, as they both say, Adriana Kasanev, I have to go by the sign. That's why I was asking you to speak, and you are actually just really helpful right now.
I can see what's...
And I, and, Well, thank you very much, but now you can stop. I apologize for the interference. Yeah, Aki, I see what's going on right now. Ms. Turner and Ms. Cassin have somehow ended up with the same number, but it's fine now. I can make them work. I can tell one from the other. We're going to have to move on with the agenda. We are now on agenda approval. And all questions and points of order will have to be... Okay. I hear you, Mr. Diaz, but all points of information and points of order have to be related to item 3, agenda approval. Listen closely.
Hello?
I would strongly suggest people not speaking up right now because no one has the floor but the chair. I'm going to remind everyone that we are now on item 3, agenda approval. I see people on the stack. Mr. Secretary is going to read to me who's on the stack, but I'm just letting you know that all of your questions and points of order and so forth must be related to this item on the agenda. Mr. Secretary.
Okay, here's the people on the
stack. Tell me who you have on the stack.
Okay, I have Benita Diaz. I have Jim Baum, Mansoor Sabah, and Wanda Garner.
Is Brown, Sabah, and Garner.
And also Robert Mark.
And Robert Mark.
Chair, I'm not on stack for anything. That's a mistake.
Okay.
Thank you. So right now.
Excuse me, Jonathan, this is Rhonda Garner. Can you hear me?
Yes, Ms. Garner.
I just wanted to interject and say that when I made my point of order, that was quite a while ago back. And so when will I be able to speak? I think I was on there before. And
I'm sorry. I have to rely on the secretary to help me with the stack for the moment. Mm-hmm. I was trying to deal with some other things.
Right.
Your point of order...
This was before we went to the vote, and that's just it. No, my point of order doesn't relate to the agenda because I made the request to speak way before that. It would only take me about 1 minute to share my point of order.
Go ahead.
I would like the record to show and ask you, Mr. Chair, to please move this meeting forward. I do believe you're doing it to the best of your ability. It's my belief that Adriana Cassanet and Serene Roberts are out of order, that they are being very dilatory, and they are wasting the committee's time per usual. I think that they are out of order. Thank you.
Thank you for your point of order, Ms. Garner. And we are now moving along to agenda approval. Again,
Nancy Sorden with a point of order. Can you hear me?
Ms. Sorden,
point of order is that you can take a point of order. You have to take a point of order any time. And I have a point of order.
That's debatable, but what is your point of order? Was that your point of order?
No. My point of order is that we are continuing to be in breach of the bylaws, and because we threw off two directors, Afia Mangaza and Sharon Brown, who were duly elected without proper procedure. And it's okay. It's okay to mention it every meeting because every meeting is a different instance of it. And each of these points that we've been mentioning, it's okay to mention it every meeting because each meeting it's a different instance of it. So it's not dilatory.
In that case, what we're going to do is we'll go immediately to a vote on that because we've debated this. Everyone knows how they feel on this. But that's certainly your right to bring this up. So what we're going to do is go to an immediate vote on that. Mr. Secretary, take the roll call vote, please.
Okay, so what we are voting on is the
Nancy Sullivan challenged point of order is that meeting is not legit because Ishia and Sharon Brown is not seated. And so Chair ruled against that. So if you vote yes, you're supporting the chair. And then if you vote no, you're supporting the, Nancy's point of order.
Request for information, okay. Crozier. Mr. Crozier, what's your question?
Was there a challenge to the ruling of the chair, or was there even a ruling of the chair? I didn't hear a challenge.
I ruled that that what Ms. Jordan said was out of order because we've gone over this each time, but she's allowed to bring it up. And so.
Okay, so let's go to Grace Allen.
And I'm not taken, but we're going to go to a vote.
Okay, Grace Allen. Benito, I've been waiting for at least 10 minutes.
I understand, but now we're in the middle of a vote. Mr. Diaz, you're going to have to wait.
We were in the middle of a vote when I spoke at least 10 minutes ago. And you keep recognizing everybody that you want to, and I don't get recognized.
You know, I'm recognizing people in the best order that I can. Right now, though, we're in the middle of a vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. And so I think so I don't get recognized.
Yes, I vote yes to uphold the chair's ruling today and the last meeting.
Okay. So, David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim
and
Brown,
I've been waiting for him.
Yeah. So, Adriana? How'd you vote?
No.
No, thank you.
No, we cannot remove a director. Without the
process.
Yes, to help hold the ruling in the chair.
Kathy Davis?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Davis is yes. Benito? Yes?
Absolutely not.
Okay, absolutely not. Ron Vergara?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina? Okay, I'll get back to you. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Okay, Ken Lofer, yes. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark passes.
Passes, okay. All right, I'm going to go back to Sabrina.
Yes, yes.
Sabrina is yes, okay. And Serene Roberts? Serene?
Are you doing this alphabetical?
No, I just went back and got Sabrina because she was given answer.
No, I will not uphold the...
Okay, so Mansoor, Saban?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So Nancy Sullivan?
No.
Nancy, no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex is yes. Tanaka is yes. Kanda Shikanda?
No.
Kanda is no. Andrea Tana?
No.
Okay. Turner is no. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Okay. And then Jonathan Alexander?
Chair's not
Jonathan? Okay, chair's not voting on this. Okay. Going back to Robert Mark.
Robert Mark votes yes.
Okay, all of my votes, yes. So, so 12, yes, 8, no, and 1 not voting, which is Jonathan. Okay.
All right, this is Grace. I call for the orders of the day, and that is not debatable, and must go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, why is...
calling for the orders of the day takes seniority over everything else. We need to move on and conduct the business of this body. I call for the orders of the day.
Mr. Chair.
Do I hear a second?
It does not have to be seconded. There's no necessity to second it.
Okay.
And it's not debatable.
People, it is now 6:35 Pacific time, and the orders of the day have been called on this, and we do need to move this agenda along. We're not going to. We can't spend all evening on points of order and what have you.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd also like to request, if this vote is a positive one, where we would be on the agenda if we were holding to the time. So can the timekeeper, after we take the vote, please tell us where we should be on the agenda? Then all business before... we've taken up the time of all the business should be go right immediately to a vote without discussion.
And the item on the table to be voted on is the agenda.
We have to vote on calling the orders of the day. It's not debatable. It goes right to a vote.
Mr. Secretary.
Okay, orders of the day. This is with a Grace Allen.
Yes. I vote yes.
Okay, so Grace Allen votes yes. All right. David Beaton? So David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay. And Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. And what is that? Adriana Casares?
Can somebody explain why they sat on the floor without anybody giving her the floor?
Do I have a yes?
Okay. We are voting right now, Ms. Casares.
Okay, I'll
be place your vote.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
We'll come back to you then.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Kurt Roach, yes.
Okay, Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Okay. And Benita Diaz.
And, oh.
No, okay. Ron Magana.
Yes.
Okay. And Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. And then Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina is yes. Ken Rolfer?
Yes.
Rolfer is yes. And Robert Mark?
Robert Mark votes no.
Okay, Robert Mark says no. So basically, Serene Roberts.
This is a sham. No.
Okay, Serene says no. Mansour Sabat.
Yes.
Mansour says yes. And Nancy Sheldon. Nancy Sheldon.
What are we voting on?
This is orders of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Adams proposed.
Right. What is the orders of the day that we're voting on?
Otis is a, just simply means that we're going to get some work done. So, Grace, you can...
Let me answer that for her, Mr. Secretary.
Okay.
We'll be voting on agenda approval, minutes approval. We'll move all the way down to where we are in the agenda. That would take us down to number 4 or 5. But right after this, we'll vote for agenda approval and minutes approval.
Okay, Nancy. Yes?
We're on agenda approval right now.
Nancy?
I'm voting yes on agenda approval only.
We're not there yet, but okay. So I don't have your vote. Okay, Alex Steinberg? Alex?
Yes.
Okay, Alex is yes. Tanaka is yes. Kanda, Shibanda?
No.
Okay, Kanda is no. Andrea Turner?
This is to just move us to number 4 or 5.
Right, yeah, it's to expedite, so we'll vote on the next two items, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So, yes, if we can move this, great.
Okay, Andrea, yes. Askira Washington?
No.
Okay, Askira is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. So...
Malcolm, finding my vote.
Lisa.
We go back, Adriana. Adriana, how do you vote?
I said I vote no to let somebody reach the floor while the chair giving her the option. I didn't know that was
what
I need
to. So, Nancy, you're basically not voting on this one, right?
So I don't know what we're voting on, so...
Well, Nancy, what it means is if you say yes, then we're going to vote on the agenda in the minutes and go on to item 4. So all we're voting is that we approve that we're going to go and vote on the agenda in minutes. So we can go on to item 4.
Voting on. A yes vote on the agenda and the minutes, and then we go on 4? Is that what you're saying? We're not voting on 2. Okay, no. Okay,
All right, that's fine.
I guess no.
All right.
I guess no. I don't understand what I'm voting on. I can't vote yes on it.
All right.
We are voting on the request for orders of the day.
Point of order. How many chairs tonight?
Okay. All right. That's
not a point of order.
It's 13 yes and 8 no, so we'll go and vote on the agenda approval and then the minutes. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any objections to approving this agenda?
Yes, no, Robert.
Very well. Seeing as there are objections, Mr. Secretary, we're going to go to a vote. If you vote yes, is to approve this agenda. A no vote is to not approve this agenda. What is your question?
Not while you're voting. I call
you, Jonathan. This is a vote, Jonathan. We can't. There's no point of order. No point of anything. We're in a vote right now.
Excuse me.
We had the order of the day, which is approved. So we're going to the vote on the agenda.
I'm sorry. That's a bad habit. But you're right. We are in the middle of voting. We all have rules to get used to. I apologize,
okay.
Mr. Secretary. Go on, please.
All right. So. Grace Allen? We're voting on the approval agenda.
Oh, yes, to approve the agenda.
All right. David Beaton, to approve the agenda. Okay.
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. All right. And Adriana, how do you vote? On the approved agenda?
No.
What's that? No?
Nay! No!
Nay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, okay. Bill Closure. Bill Closure?
Closure vote, yes. Yes.
Closure, yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Okay. Benita Diaz?
No en español.
Okay. Wanda Garner. Wanda Garner. For the approval of the agenda. Okay. I'll come back to you. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman. Okay.
Yes.
Serena Jacobs.
Yes.
Okay. Ken Lofer.
Yes.
Okay. Robert Mark.
No.
Okay. Robert is no. So, Celine. Celine?
Oh, absolutely not. We have a 30-minute agenda approval item.
Okay. Mansour Savar?
Disappeared.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll vote yes.
Nancy Southern?
No.
Okay. Nancy is no. Alex Feinberg?
Yes.
Okay. And Tanaka is yes. Kendra Shibanda?
No.
Kendra is no. Andrea Turner?
Yeah.
Andrea?
Yeah.
Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay. Mosquito Washington?
No.
No? Okay. I gotta go back to Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Okay, Wanda is yes, all right. And then Jonathan?
Excuse me. Pardon me, Austin.
This is agenda approval. Yeah, that's
what
fine.
Are we voting on?
Agenda approval.
Oh, okay. I vote yes.
Approval of
Jonathan minutes. Alexander? Jonathan Alexander?
I vote yes.
So, anyway. Okay, so 13 yes and 8 no. And then go to the minutes.